We have heard in previous editions of Chatterbox about the poor state of mental health services in Norfolk. It was announced this week that the region's Mental Health Trust is now part of a 2-year management contract with an outstanding trust in London. However, the mental health services for children and young people are described as fractured, opaque, and experiencing increasing demand. Fortunately, some of those affected will benefit from the Surviving Winter campaign, which has raised a substantial sum to help those struggling in the winter months.
The region's Mental Health Trust is part of a 2-year management contract with an outstanding trust in London, it has been revealed. At the end of January, it was announced that Marie Gabriel, CBE, had been appointed as the new chair of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust and would continue her current role as chair of the East London NHS Foundation Trust. The London Trust had been buddying with NSFT since the local trust was put into special measures for the second time in 2017. When it was announced, Dr. Cathy McLean, Executive Medical Director and Chief Operating Officer at NHS Improvement, said her expertise and leadership will be invaluable in her new role. The East London Trust confirmed that the appointment was part of a 2-year management contract. A spokesperson said a team was being pulled together to provide extra support to NSFT and build on what they do well. The team is largely made up of staff from the East London Trust, which was first rated outstanding by the Care Quality Commission in 2016 and retained the rating in 2018. NSFT, meanwhile, was placed in special measures for a third time last year after the CQC uncovered a litany of failings during an inspection in September. As NSFT's new chairman, Marie Gabriel, will replace Gary Page, who announced last year that he'd be stepping down. Mr. Page had been chairman for 6 years and was a non-executive director for a year before that.
Mental health services for children and young people across Norfolk and Waveney are fractured, opaque, and experiencing increasing demand. That is the view of several experts from health, education, and charity sectors who have published a new review into the region's child and adolescent mental health services, CAMHS. They are now demanding an immediate call for action to address and improve the help on offer for young people suffering mental ill health. The document, put together by the Norfolk and Waveney Children and Young People's Mental Health Commission, found there was too much focus on crisis and insufficient focus on prevention or early action, increased waiting times for mild and moderate mental health problems, a lack of clarity about what is being provided and around some referral pathways, difficulties in recruiting staff and funding challenges. The commission behind the Better Future Together report was formed in response to concerns about local mental health services. And while it highlighted issues with the existing service, it also noted its strengths, including the hard-working and dedicated staff.
A winter appeal aimed at helping vulnerable people is making headway in easing the plight of the homeless and those living with learning disabilities. The Surviving Winter campaign, run by the Norfolk Community Foundation and backed by the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, has raised £121,639 to tackle fuel poverty and isolation for those who struggle during the colder months. The Foundation has distributed more than £58,000 worth of grants to organisations and charitable groups that provide help to vulnerable people who face particular hardship and are at risk of crisis over the winter. The funding from the Surviving Winter campaign is also being used to help 50 adults with learning disabilities from across Norfolk through an organisation called Opening Doors.